You know, my grandmother would discipline me, I mean, beat my ass. I deserved them too. She used to beat my ass. Remember them switches you used to have to go get yourself to beat your own ass with? And they had them leaves on you to go. I see them trees today. I stop the car and get out the car to kill that motherfucker. Right, I see where I say, you won't grow up, you motherfucker. Right, because that was some hell of a psychology, right? To make you go get a switch to beat your own ass with. Right, my grandma said, boy, go get me something to beat your ass with. And that would be the longest walk in the world. Yeah, you'd be the one. And you knew you couldn't come back with no little one either. Because if you come back with a little one, she's going out there and get the tree and beat your ass with it. Right, you'd be going in the house, that vine makes such a weird sound in your ear, you'd be doing, it make you start crying before you get in the house, right? Mama! Mama, I won't do it no more, Mama, I won't do it no more, Mama. Mama, please, Mama, I won't do it no more, Mama. And like I said, my mama would beat my ass with anything, right? Like, she'd take them old douchebag pipes. You remember them old long red cars? On them big fat douchebags. You remember my grandmother used to call them a hot water bottle. Used to hang in the bathroom on a coat hanger. Smell like vinegar. Boy, she'd rip that bar off and tear your ass up. And I'd always try to go to sleep to get out of ass whooping, right? You know, I'd pass up supper and everything, ease in the covers, say, well, shit, I got it made. She'd wake your ass up, 1 in the morning. Get your ass off that bed. Don't you run from me. Don't you ever run from me. As long as you black, don't you run from me. And you wake up in the morning, welts and shit be all on your face, nuts all swole up. You'd be good for 8 months. Be no trouble. Because I hate it from my father like to discipline, because that motherfucker just hits you with anything. Nigga didn't, he make you hurt yourself. You know, he said, say, nigga, you know, fuck your own eye up and shit. And my dad would say shit to me, just scare me, because I'd be coming in, you know, he called it when I was smelling my piss. He was scary to talk to, right? I'd say, hey, Dad, I'm going to the movie. You know, he'd say, say, nigga, you want to take that bass out your voice when you talk to me?
I'm going to the movie if you let me, Dad. Please, I hope it's okay.
One time I got tired of him kicking my ass, you know, I had a fight with him in the front yard.
Well, it wasn't exactly a fight. I did the best I could.
I said, man, I'm tired of taking these ass women. I ain't taking no fucking more. And that's it.
What, you a man now, motherfucker?
Yeah, okay. And he hit me in the chest so hard that my chest just caved in and wrapped around his fist and held it there. I wasn't letting that fist go. I didn't give a fuck what he did. My chest had that fist. Everywhere he moved his arm, I was hanging on. And I didn't know he wasn't gonna kill me, you know. He grabbed me by my throat, my eyes was getting big and shit, and he bust my head against the cement, and some blood came out. And when you see your own blood, you freak. I start trying to push that shit back down in there. I said, Dad, I'm your son, I'm your son, I'm your son.
He said, no, motherfucker, you was a man a minute ago.
He was beautiful, though, Jack. Motherfucker had strength. His inner strength, you know, a good human being. Motherfucker had a lot of heart. Say anything that was on his mind, anytime. I mean, he was brutally honest. Like, we was going to my stepmother's funeral, and it was like one of the coldest days in the history of Peoria, Illinois, like 20 below zero. And I'm sitting in the back seat with my father crying shit. Say, Pop, it's all right, man, it's gonna be okay.
He said, man, it's getting colder, I'm gonna bear the bitch by myself.
Now, I'm not lying, that's my father, I wouldn't lie on him, you know. He'd be at the graveyard talking to the preacher, say, man, when the shit over, goddamn. Get to the part about the date. Shit, I love you, baby, but goddamn, it's cold out here. Then you go home, right, and you eat everything. All the neighbors bring food, you know, everybody brings something. You eat and drink, forget about the past and shit, try to look forward. Lady named Miss Irene brought some dressing, beautiful dressing with almonds, you know. It was beautiful. Miss Irene used to help raise me too, you know, with my grandmother. And she had some beautiful dressing. We was eating it till somebody saw some little feet on the almonds.
You say, Rich, there's some feet hanging on my almond.
Say, well, you the only one got a roach, motherfucker.
The rest of us had almonds. Now kiss my ass. I don't want to hear the shit, all right? My grandmother said, now don't say nothing to her, boy. So you know she going blind. So she can't see very well. She probably left the oven open overnight and they crawled in there. But you did have roaches, baby. Mm-hmm, you had roaches just like everybody else. They're good too, wasn't they, honey?
I said this, damn, you know it's damn near impossible to kill motherfucking roaches. I mean, they just won't die. You be talking about decon roaches, laugh in your face. Roaches come out of them.
Hey, when are you gonna have some more decon? Say Friday, okay. Say there's a decon party Friday, fella. You got anything for the rats, cause they coming Thursday.
Ain't nothing can kill roaches for sure except 12D.